Every hour, a lone trumpeter plays from the highest tower of Krakow's St. Mary's Basilica. During her 2 months in the Polish UNESCO City of Literature on a writer's residency, Liz Breslin became fascinated by the story of the trumpeter. The writer, editor and performer based in Harwier Flat headed off in September for Poland with firm plans to make the most of this opportunity. I asked Liz if Krakow was what she'd expected.
Yeah, I'm not too sure what I imagined. I think I imagined a lot of the historical side of it, you know, the cobbled streets and the old town itself. And then what I was pleasantly surprised about was obviously the layers of contemporary brilliance over all of that. So I found it to be a really nuanced and a really interesting place to work in. One of my favourite writers from Poland, Wisława Szymborska, she is, you know, claimed as Krakow's own. There's just a whole parade of literary, I guess, giants in Poland that have lived and worked in Krakow. So you can actually go and do pilgrimage tours, I guess, around all the places that they've lived and worked and see their work out loud and written down there.
Another goal of this residency program, to flip it from what we were talking about before, is to support greater diversity of voices on the Polish and Central European book market. And again, do you get a sense that Poland is really interested and maybe even hungry to hear the stories of other countries, maybe far-flung countries like ours?
Oh, definitely. So just from a very small perspective, like the writer's house that I was working in, myself from Dunedin, writer from Melbourne, there was a Hungarian writer, someone from Czech, someone from Slovakia, and then also a Syrian writer who's been there for a couple of years. And so just, you know, within that very small space, we had an incredible diversity of voices.
So what were the digs like? Where were you based?
Oh, it was incredible. So just outside Krakow, there is a place called the Villa Desius. It's kind of got a long and checkered history itself, having been everything from the house of a duchess in the 18th century who supported the arts, to the Nazi Party headquarters, to a mental hospital. So it's got some real interesting vibes. But it just stayed in this beautiful house, and all you could see was the woods outside, and accompanied by the leaf blower starting at 7 a.m. And yeah, just got to sit and write there.
These residencies can be really profound experiences for writers, and I'm thinking particularly perhaps of the Catherine Mansfield-Montant Fellowship, long-time fellowship, and also increasingly Berlin has been very influential for writers who've had CNZ residencies over there. What was this time like for you, Liz?
Oh, it was extraordinary. I mean, for me, because when I'm at home, I'm often just writing in the margins. Like, to have the time to write was one thing that was extraordinary, and the support, but also to write in such a different place, it was kind of a really stabilizing, destabilizing experience, and it was just extraordinary.
Did you go there with an idea of what you might like to write, or when you're taking up a residency like this, and really it's for a few weeks rather than, say, for a full year, it's a different experience. Mm. Do you go with an open mind just to be, I don't know, like a sponge, really, absorb as much as you can and then see what comes from it?
In applying for the residency, you had to pitch them an idea, and so I had a fairly clear idea of what I wanted to write while I was over there. And obviously, as these things do, it changed along the way. But I completed the project I wanted to and worked on so much more besides. So, yeah, I think for me that was really good to go in with an idea of structure but also an open mind.
So what was a project that you completed?
There is a story in Krakow of the trumpeter. When I was a kid, it was something I knew as well as, you know, Snow White or any of those kind of fairy stories. But he's a real-life thing. He stands on the tallest tower in the Rynek, the main square, every hour and plays to all four directions, north, south, east and west. He plays a tune that he never finishes. And the story goes that he was shot in the throat by the evil invading Tartars. And for some reason, they still, every hour on the hour in the city, play this tune four times to all the people of the city. So I wanted to unpack that a little bit and see what the stories were that other people in the city told themselves around the story of the trumpeter. And that was really cool because it was kind of an academic project, but also very much talking to real people doing real things.
So how did you approach them? Did you wander the streets and say, hello, I'm from New Zealand, what do you think about this? Well, I mean, how did you approach that kind of research? You get a cross-section of people, which is clearly what you needed for this.
Yeah, yes, there was a little bit of that. And it's great when you say to people, hi, I'm over here from New Zealand. People give you a lovely reception. A little bit of that. Also, I was helped by the people who run the residency. So, for example, I got to talk to the commander of the fire service in Krakow and to one of the trumpet players who is a third generation trumpet player. And that kind of thing, I couldn't have made the connection on my own. But to go and talk to the guy in the skate shop, that was just a case of being brave and explaining my project and hanging out for a little while.
So how different were the stories surrounding the trumpeter?
Oh, so different. I mean, this is the thing with any of our national or local myths and legends, you think that really stories are so unstable, aren't they? Yeah.
What else did you work on over there, Liz, given that you write poetry, of course, but also plays and stories and columns? What else came from your time there?
Wrote some columns, did write a few poems, and finished writing pantomime that's going to be on in a few weeks in Wanaka. Did quite a lot of work, actually. Wrote a couple of short stories, and I'm also working on, I don't think it's a novel, but I think it's a long story. So I definitely made the most of my time.
When I talk to writers who've been on overseas residencies, often part of the value is seeing New Zealand more clearly from afar. And others, it's like the stories you were telling about the trumpeter. It's immersing yourself in a completely different culture and being inspired by that. Was there a bit of both for you here, do you think?
Definitely. And I think that kind of thing is only going to continue, right? I mean, that's the point of the creative connections of the UNESCO cities as well, that I bring a bit of Krakow back here with me and somehow it works into the work here.
You mentioned writing some columns while you were there, Liz. What were you writing about?
So I write a regular column for the Otago Daily Times, and I wrote about that thing we were talking about seeing your place more clearly when you're overseas, but there's not quite a word for it, like hierath or something, maybe a bit of homesickness. I wrote about mushrooms, because they have incredible mushrooms in Poland, the kind that we don't really see over here. They're quite frightening. I just kind of wrote about everything that was going on while I was there.
When you were talking, you know, out and about gathering material, what did they know of New Zealand? Were we well known over there?
Oh, so I had this lovely interaction with one of the firemen who are the trumpeters. Because you can go up the tower and listen to the trumpeter playing the trumpet. So, of course, I did that. And he said, oh, you're the girl from New Zealand. And he said, you know, I didn't know about New Zealand that you had mountains. And then I read about Edmund Hillary, and he's a beekeeper, and I like bees. So, yeah, you get beautiful things like that all the time.